This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
At the stadium, Vinny schmoozes in luxury suites.
From the left, dear, one serves from the left.
Whatever's gotten into you, Calpurnia?
Haney post up in the bleachers.
You're all garbage! Yeah.
The only place to catch Vinny and Haney together is on 105.7 The Fan.
Ran into it out, and Odor charges one out to deep right field. That ball is gone. Rougned Odor with a two-run go-ahead shot off of Jimmy Garcia. Orioles take the lead 6-5 here in the eighth.
Yeah, I mean, he threw me that changeup in the middle of the play, and I was just trying to look something up in the middle of the play, and thank God he threw me that pitch, and I pulled good contact on it.
I didn't like the 0-2 hittable fastball, even though it's 100, whatever it was, 100, 101. That wasn't what the plan was going in for me. But, you know, I would have loved to have seen the pitch that he threw to Guerrero, but got it done. The reason why our record is what it is because we're staying in the game on the mound. Our bullpen's been really good, and we've been playing outstanding defense. And it's not because we're outscoring people. It's because of what we've done in a team defense situation.
Well, you'll take that six runs, I'm assuming, Brandon Hyde, every single night. But that's the Orioles manager talking about his team. Yet another win coming from behind, interrupted by 70-plus minutes of a rain delay at Camden Yards. Rougned Odor, two-run jack with a bat flip on top of it, proved to be the difference in the game. Also heard Hyder talking about Batista heading the count 0-2, and then just grooving one right down the middle to a guy with a 20-game hitting streak and immense power in Vlad Jr., but he lines out to Odor, so it's a no harm, no foul. But Brandon Hyde, he'll take it. And Felix Batista is your closer. Forget all that high leverage nonsense. He's the closer for a team that's now closed to within a half game of the wild card in the American League. And we'll get into all the scores, and we'll give you the updated standings and all of the fun stuff that goes along with it. But the Birds get to an early lead. Looked like they were getting triple played.
Yes.
In the first inning.
I saw it bounce. Didn't you think it bounced?
Oh, hell yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, the replays proved it. But at first glance,
could
have gone anyway.
Yeah, I said, oh, this one, that was like the, I said, that one bounced. I said, Becky, did that bounce? She goes, yeah, bounced in his glove.
It was like right, like the lip of his gloves there. The ball kind of hit at the same time, but it definitely bounced into Whit Merrifield. And then the Oriole runners, they obviously played it smartly, knowing that was not a catch. And then the Orioles get two in the first, Mountcastle double play, and then your boy, Terran Vavra.
Yeah.
A little ribby action. He had two on the night as the DH for the Orioles. Kyle Bradish wasn't bad pitching last night. Baker, who was in the Blue Jays organization, gave up that homer to Bo Bichette, who hit two last evening. Then the rains came. But for the Orioles, they're just finding ways to win. They're coming from behind. One of the more impressive, I think, wins of this season last night against one of the best pitchers in the league,
doubt
too.
About it. Bob, what'd you think ahead?
I mean, I don't want to make an IE, but, you know, he's been in the league. I mean, he was with Tampa last year and then Miami this year, and there's a reason that, you know, he's on his third team in two seasons. But Orioles looking for someone else to come in and do some things.
Yeah.
And, you know, a little bit of a jam there, but he got himself out of it.
Our boy did good last night.
Got the win.
Our boy, Vespy. He got the bump.
Now 4-0. Two-thirds of an inning, two Ks.
Yeah.
So congratulations, and you're welcome. Nick Vespy, your appearance
on the
program.
He may want to come on today.
Yeah, let's get him on every day. The Vespy Minute here on Vinny and Haney 105.7 The Fan. But another win, another glorious night at Camden Yards. Tonight is the series finale, weather pending. It looks like it might thunderstorm. It's done pretty much all week long so far. But D. Kramer is on the hill against Jose Berríos, a veteran right-hander for them, who's having a kind of a shaky season. He's had success against the Orioles in the past. Kramer coming off a great performance last Friday against the Pittsburgh Pirates. And, you know, Rougned Odor gets a lot of heat from Oriole fans because they want to see Gunnar Henderson today.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not against that myself, by the way. But what Rougned Odor brings to the table is the intangibles. And intangibles, however, can only take you so far. Sooner or later, you got to start helping the team win games on the field. And, you know, had a couple of E's last night, but that two-run bomb, and then he made the final put out, kind of a, you know, for one night at least, you know, I don't know if it calmed people down, but your Odor, I don't know how much he listens to the fans. I don't know if he even listens to sports talk radio, but, you know, he sees his stat line.
No doubt.
I mean, he's not oblivious to the batting average, and that's his first home run in forever. So he knows that if there's a, air quotes, weak link on the team, it might be him. But I'm kind of guessing, and I could be wrong, but barring an injury, this is the crew that Elias is going to roll with for the rest of the season. I don't, maybe a pitching tweakage here or there, but I don't know if there's going to be a dramatic move like it was 10 years ago yesterday where Manny Machado was called up.
Right.
And has stayed for 10 years plus, hit a home run last night to win for the Padres. I don't know if that's going to happen, but we talked last week at the trade deadline, we're screwing up team chemistry by trading away Mancini and Lopez. Well, what are they, 7-1?
Yeah.
Since they traded Trey Mancini, so that doesn't appear to be an issue. I don't know. Is Odor, I'm just asking the people, and I'm asking you, and Norm, of course, a diehard Oriole fan himself, I mean, is it a move that needs to be made? Because here we are, August the 10th. Let's put this in perspective, shall we, on this Woman Crush Wednesday. The Ravens play tomorrow.
Yeah.
They play again. It's preseason.
Yeah.
But the Ravens are in football pads, in a helmet, at M&T Bank Stadium, playing an NFL-sanctioned game. And the Orioles are a half game out of the playoffs.
Yep.
So, are you all in now? Or as the young kids would say, do you just ride and die with what you got going on?
Well,
Second week.
You know, the thing with Odor, Bob, the thing that he brings is he's one of the few that have, you know, this type of experience.
Yeah, when he was with the Rangers.
Right. You know, in a playoff push. So, I mean, he's got that experience. But if they think that Gunnar Henderson can give him a oomph, I'm all for it. I'm all for it. I mean, just because look at what Rutschman did. And you know what? When Gunnar comes up, Bob, it may take him a couple weeks, you know, kind of like it did with Rutschman, you know, to get kind of comfortable.
Sure.
But then once he gets comfortable, then does that take them, you know, I mean, if he's like the number one prospect, does he push him over the top? That's my, you know, a month from now, you know, if they're right in it, is he taking them to the next, is he putting them in the first wild card spot? That's
sure.
My thing.
And I think that's a fair thing to talk about. Now, if he comes up, and I don't think he is, could be wrong, but I don't think so. But if he
like
does,
September,
they get to expand by two men. But if he comes up and he's struggling with the stick, you got to help in some way. Rutschman solidified the pitching staff pretty much from the first pitch he took.
Right.
As the Orioles catcher. And now the bat's playing. And sooner or later, the power numbers are going to be there. I mean, he's going to start blasting home runs.
I don't disagree with that at all.
And he's a smart base runner. The pitch framing, you saw what he did with Bradish in the first inning last night. Got a couple of calls to go in the Orioles' way. But Henderson coming up, you know, you're along for the ride. Maybe you get, hey, look, Dylan Bundy, let's not forget, came up in 2012. Got a little taste of the coffee when the Orioles were in a pennant stretch, which they ultimately made it to the division round against the Yankees. So I don't know how much major tweakage Elias is going to do with the roster. But Rougned Odor, who's been, I mean, we've had people call up and say, we need to cut him, get him out of here, put Vavra at second base, bring Henderson up and put him at third, and then move Arias or somebody to second base. I mean, I'm listening to all these things and I'm hearing them.
Right.
And I'm not 100% disagreeing with them. Vinny, to be honest with you, we can get into service time and all that. It's not my money. Right. I'm just a fan. When it's all said and done, I'm 57 years old. I don't know if I can wait for Gunnar Henderson to wait 2 years to get to the major league.
If I'm the owner, I'm telling Elias, I don't give a – I know guys, owners that I've worked with, the two, Eddie and Dan, and they'd say, well, you know, we don't want him because of service time. You know what they'd say? F that service time. Get him – if you want him up, bring him up. That both would say that. Yeah. Both owners
I don't know if John Angelos has that sort of demeanor. Peter probably would have been a great – well, Peter would – early tenure, he's spending money signing free agents anyway. So the Orioles win last night, 6-5. Great win, no doubt about it. Rain delayed, but they came back. Odor two-run bomb proved to be the difference in that one. Going for the sweep tonight against the Toronto Blue Jays. Blue Jays still in a position of strength, but their lead has kind of dwindled to a game and a half as well. If you want to comment on it, feel free to do so at 410-583-1057. I went to the game, then I tapped out when the rain hit.
Do you think the rain kind of helped them? Because Toronto had some momentum.
Yeah, Schneider even said after the game, the manager, like, that rain delay kind of screwed our momentum up.
Yeah.
We had a mojo rolling in a positive direction.
You
but
know, Oriole magic.
Yeah, over 70-minute rain delay. So the Orioles win. We're discussing it here on the Fan. Ravens back at camp yesterday. Brandon Stevens hasn't practiced in a while.
No, he
has What's
not.
Going on there? And the wide receivers apparently were dropping like flies at camp yesterday. And they play tomorrow. So who's going to be your guys against the Titans with Huntley and others throwing the football?
Let me just say, if it's all these, if it's not, all right, you take four, Bob, take the four, basically the four drafted guys. You take all the undrafted guys, throw them out there, that'll be a tough watch, I think. You know, I mean,
yeah.
I don't get excited. You know, I don't get excited about watching really any of those. I mean, nobody really jumps out at me. I mean, Moore, is he going to be good on special teams? I think they need to add, you know, if nobody jumps out in these next three games. I mean, and if I'm the receiver coach, I'm saying, listen, guys, you got a chance. I mean, there's a spot, maybe two, open. Go take it. You know, we want somebody to take it. Otherwise, I'm going to have to go find somebody. So, I mean... Tomorrow night's going to be fun, Bob. I mean, we're not going to see a lot of starters, but you know what, though? All you want to do, fans, here's what you want to do when you're watching a game. Just sit back and see who jumps out at you. Just sit back and, like, what you would want to call in on Friday and say, hey, Bob Haney was good. Did you see Bob Haney last night? He was good
last night.
Yeah, I mean, that's what you want to do. Don't go study, like, I'm just going to focus in. No, just kind of let it play. That's what this first preseason... Who impressed you? Just watching the game. Who impressed you?
Vinny and Haney, 105.7 The Fan. It's Woman Crush Wednesday. Anything you want to hear, favorite female artist or band, send your song request to the Plaza Ford text line. It's 410-583-1057. Orioles are a half game out of the wild card. Ravens have a preseason game tomorrow. Maryland had padded practice, open to the media to some level. We got a lot happening in and around the town, and we're talking about it here on The Fan.
Vinny and Haney. Your home for sports. 105.7 The Fan.
Not really. We all just really focus on just going out there and every time you're on the field, just doing your job, making a play, catching the ball when it comes your way, running the right route, running a good route, and I let the rest, you know, fall into place however it will. Because, I mean, we can't control, you know, what's going on up top or what the coaches are doing. We just got to take care of ourselves.
Woman Crush Wednesday. Vinny and Haney, 105.7 The Fan. Bob Haney, Vinny Serrato. You want to join us again at 410-583-1057. That is Devin Duvernay, third-year receiver out of Texas. Question was if the wide receivers as a group are feeling pressure because, you know, there's a lot of people competing for few roster spots. And Duvernay is secure.
Yeah, he's a Pro Bowl receiver or returner.
Return and making the team. But, you know, a lot of us, me, fans, want to see him become more of an asset in the passing game.
No doubt.
I don't know if he's ready to take that step because he got banged up. He's back this week. But, you know, basically, you're what he said. You know, we can only control what we can control. And, you know, are we friends and buddies? Sure. But at the end of the day, we have jobs to do. And those who do theirs the best will be rewarded with a roster spot.
Yeah. I think they all kind of have roles, Bob. You know, I think Duvernay's best role is as a returner. And then I think he has a role as a wide receiver. You know, is he going to be the starter? Looks like it. But what's his role? Jet sweep guy. You know, he's probably of those four might be the worst route runner of the four. It's because he has a harder time breaking down and getting in and out of cuts. You know, so his body control is not as good. You know, Prochet's having a hell of a camp. You know, I mean, we said the same thing last year.
He's Lynn Swann in August.
Yeah. Now, let's see what he does in the games. You know, that's going to be the big thing. You know, he made some nice catches, you know, 2 days ago when I was there. You know, Bateman caught a nice one yesterday in the end zone. Saw that. Bob, the thing that is a little bit concerning, like you were mentioning about the corner, like Stevens. I mean, that's a big piece for them, Stevens, because he's so versatile, because he can play corner and safety.
Yeah, and Armour Davis.
And then Armour Davis. Yeah. You know, and the thing that keeps coming up with Armour Davis, Bob, is that's kind of his history, you know? That's kind of been him over his career at Alabama. Been hurt like almost every year. He misses time. So if he can stay healthy, I mean, it's a guy that's got super talent. Here's the only thing I don't like Armour Davis, and I said this when I was at practice, whenever I saw him last. Whenever a guy's running deep, he always wants to grab him, you know, and like he got a flag thrown on him. And I think I was talking to Preston or something. I said, Mike, the dude runs 4.39. You don't need to grab. Just run. You know, grabbing, you know, for him to grab is just kind of lazy, I think. Take off, go. But you can run faster than anybody out there, you know. So that's my concern, you know, a little bit with the corners. But this is the kind of that time of year. Because, you know, you're not there to the preseason, which we're getting ready to be, you know. And then it's like kind of the dog day. It's hot, kind of tired. Your legs are heavy and all that. You know, and guys are starting to tweak things because their legs are tired and it's hot and dehydrated and stuff. So it's a tough time for camp.
Now, getting back to Duvernay, in his 2 years in the league, 53 catches, 473 yards, two touchdowns. He's averaged 8.9 per reception. Where's this blazing speed in the passing game?
Bob, I'm right there with you. Because if you broke down all his plays, I mean, most of the plays that he gets, if you probably watched all of his catches, Bob, it's that short crossing route. That's the one. Because they want to get the ball in his hands, let him run. And then what else does he do a lot of? He's the jet sweep dude. That's him. Those were his two plays last year. And I'm right there, Bob, I'm right there with you. They don't run him deep. You know, they don't run him deep. And because he runs 10, 300 meters, but he doesn't play that.
Right.
That's the problem.
Is that because of the route running? I mean, you know, go routes.
Well, you know,
hike, run as fast as you can, like you're playing the middle hand.
Know, running a 100-yard dash is different than running a go. You know, I mean, because if that corner's up there, you got to avoid the jam and get off the jam and do those kind of things. And, you know, can you do those things? And then can you create – just like Miles Boykin ran 4.3-something. Played like he ran 4.7.
No doubt.
You know, I mean, that's – you know, there's time speed and there's play speed. His play speed is not 10, 300 meters.
Here's Duvernay talking about the wide receiver competition and how heated it's going to be over the next few weeks here.
Good. I mean, the competition only allows us to push each other further and further. So, you know, we feed off one another and, you know, come to practice with an edge.
Yeah, and like Vinny mentioned earlier, we're not trying to discourage people from watching the game, but, you know, the wide receiver group, I mean, there's always the undrafted guy that makes the team. And, you know, I don't know if this year will be because they didn't have one a couple years back, but Huntley was brought back and now the backup quarterback. But, you know, Jalen Moore, you know, Benjamin Victor, I mean, they've been around for a couple years, my point. But, you know, none of these guys have reached out and grabbed you.
Right. And I would say this, Bob, the fifth spot, those guys are competing for that fifth spot against maybe guys that are going to get cut from other teams that have depth at wide receiver. You know, I mean, that they're not only competing, you know, like you're out there, oh, you know, if I can beat out such and such. No, there's a lot of other such and suches that they're looking at and evaluating. Why do you think the Ravens have scouts at every game, you know, writing reports on guys that may get cut?
Now, for the Ravens, we look at the depth chart of the wide receivers. It's Rashad Bateman. Then the rest, Devin Duvernay, what are you trying to get out of this preseason?
Yeah, like it's just a chance to, you know, play the game against another opponent before we get into the regular season. So, yeah, just getting comfortable, you know, just taking a practice to, you know, game.
If you had to predict, and we'll do our Ravens predictions, you know, another 6 weeks or so. But if you had to project what Duvernay should do at receiver, and we're still assuming the Ravens are going to be more of a run-heavy team.
No doubt.
This might be more of a 2019 version. What to satisfy fans, yourself, and obviously the coaches, what's Duvernay have to bring as a receiver? We know what he can do as a kick returner, but as a receiver, what needs to be acceptable for him?
30 catches. I'm thinking that's probably what he'll get somewhere. And then the other thing, Bob, is maybe 20, well, let me see, 17 games, maybe like 25 rushes, you know, also an average, you know, if he could average like 7-8 yards a rush, and then if on his 30 catches, he can average over 10, you know, I think that would be acceptable for him. That to me would be his, and then still be your Pro Bowl returner.
33 catches last year, 7 rushing attempts in 16 games, but outside of Bateman, who's the second guy? I mean, would you dub him that now?
No, I think it's going to be Prochet. Prochet would be the second guy. I mean, it looks like Lamar is extremely comfortable with him. You know, he's kind of his Willie Snead. Remember, because it seemed like he kind of liked to throw to Willie.
Mm-hmm.
Seems like that's kind of, I think he trusts him that he's going to catch it. And the thing with Prochet is he's really good with contested catches. Why? Because he gets a lot of practice at it because he doesn't separate that well, you know? So he does a very good job with contested catch. He catches the ball. So a quarterback is going to like that. And, you know, I know if I throw it to him, I'm going to get a completion. So I think Prochet may become, you know, the Prochet and Andrews. And Bateman's got to be – Bateman and Lamar got to come together. And there's one of the interviews that – Lamar was on NFL radio yesterday, and they showed a clip. And he said to G-Ro, they were running red zone, G-Ro, let me throw it to Bateman on this play. Boom, touchdown. You know, so I mean that he's got to get that trust. He's got to have trust in some guys.
Fitty and Haney, 105.7. The Fan Orioles win last night, coming from behind. Well, they were ahead, then they blew the lead, then they came back and won it. Rougned Odor, 2-run bomb, bottom of the eighth, proved to be the difference. Batista gets the save. They won 2 in a row over the Blue Jays. Now a half game out of the wild card. You want to talk about your red hot Orioles? We're doing that. We got Baltimore baseball tonight, by the way, live from Pickles. Hopefully the rain will hold off. Me and Bordy, Oriole Hall of Famer Mike Bordick, we're going to be down there getting you ready for the possible sweep there. Ravens back at camp. They have a game tomorrow. Any questions for Vinny about players that you've been paying attention to during the training camp process and what their chances of succeeding will be? We're here for you, everybody.
The wait is over.
Pulls the trigger, throws to the end zone. Caught by Andrews. Touchdown.
Your home for total training camp coverage. 105.7 The Fan.
Definitely say he's a lead by example, a chime in here and there, but leads by example, does the right thing all the time, knows where to be, he's in the right spot, and you know, he just encourages the young guys to be on their P's and Q's when they're out on the field, because you know, this, it could be taken away from you any day, and just, you got to continue to work.
That's DuVernay talking about Bateman? Interesting. Talking about Rashad Bateman like he's been around the league for like 15 years when DuVernay's actually the more tenured guy.
Right.
But Rashad Bateman, first round pick last year out of Minnesota, is the Ravens' number one receiver, and that is indisputable. But, you know, a lead by example guy. But Vinny, based on what you and Cordell were talking with us about yesterday, you know, he was setting a bad example on Monday. Kind of redeemed himself yesterday, it sounded like.
Yeah, the body language was not good. He just seemed very frustrated yesterday. You know, I mean, he didn't practice, what, Saturday? So he was off Sunday. I thought it was kind of sloppy on Monday, which a lot of times it is after an off day. But his body language was bad just because they weren't connected on nothing. So he seemed extremely frustrated.
Now, James Prochet is a guy that we talk about a lot, especially now. And I'm actually excited to see him and the rest of the preseason.
Think he'll play tomorrow?
I would hope.
Me too. He needs to.
I mean, if you're trying to separate the top three, I mean, I guess by who's not playing, could we connect dots? I don't know. But here's Devin DuVernay talking about James Prochet, like himself, third-year wideout, trying to fit into the offense this year.
I think he's just being comfortable. He's, you know, he's taking advantage of his, you know, opportunity, his moments, and, you know, he's having fun with it. So, yeah, I think he's, you know, doing a great job.
You've said all along he could catch the ball better than anybody on the team.
Yeah.
Now it's the chance to put up or shut up, perhaps.
Well, I think the thing, you know, like with him, Bob, is because he was great at training camp last year. He was the talk at training camp, you know, and then when the games come, it's like, where's Prochet? So everybody's like, okay, he's great in training camp. Let me see it in the games. You know, we know that he's good in camp. Can he transfer to the games? And I think that's where I'm at with Prochet. You know, too, is, okay, I've seen it. Now, can I see it on Sundays? That's when I need to see it.
Let's get out to the phones. 410-583-1057. It's how you join us on this Woman Crush Wednesday. Go to Baltimore. It's Nick. Nick, what's happening? Good morning.
Bob, Vinny, what's going on, boy?
Hey,
what's
man?
Up? Hey, man, long time, man. Hey, Bob, before I get to the birds, Vinny, I want to ask you in particular about Isaiah Likely.
Yeah.
So what do you see from him? Can you? Because I've heard good things about him. Can he be an impact player? I know it's early. We haven't even had any preseason action just yet. But from what you observe in camp, can he have the potential to be an impact player?
Oh, I think he's going to definitely help their offense. You know, I mean, he's made plays every day in practice, and he doesn't drop the ball. And he's running better routes, you know. And it looks like Lamar has trust in him, and they need another tight end to step up. You know, because he's going to get opportunity. And they like to, in the red zone, this kid catches a ton in the red zone. I think, you know, if you go back and you look at 19 and Likely has 30 to 35 catches this year, that's going to be a real good year for him.
Okay, good. Because that was my concern, because I was hoping he could be that second tight end.
No doubt. Oh, he's getting that now.
Okay. Okay, good deal. Good
and
deal.
Doing good at it, too, let me just say.
Hey, Bob. So, all right, here we go. So, I feel like, okay, so these series they got against the Rays, they got that makeup game against the Cubs and the Red Sox, and they got this series against the White Sox, right?
Yep.
I feel like they can go on a nice run and win probably majority of those series, right? I think the test, Bob, is what they're going to do against the Astros at the end of the month. I really want to see how they're going to respond against a team from 1-9 that can go foul line to foul line, that can really put up crooked numbers. I want to see how they can manage that. The pitching's been phenomenal, Bob. You and I have screamed for years how we need to have better pitching.
Right.
The bullpen's been superb. So I really want to – that's the series that I'm really looking at, Bob, to see how they can – see how they fare against the Astros. Well, how do you feel about that?
And not only you got Houston at the end of the month there with Trey Maker,
right,
by the way.
Yep.
Then you go to Cleveland. And the Guardians, excuse me, they may be in first place by that time, for all we know, the way things are going in the AL Central. But the Astros series could be a nice little litmus test – assuming the Orioles handle their business. Hey, look, you've already won the series against Toronto. You can't rest on laurels. Kramer's trying to stack quality starts because he was great Friday against Pittsburgh. Barrios has not had the greatest of years, but he's a proven commodity. So finish these guys off. Then you go to Boston. And what's the Red Sox frame of mind right now? Because they're kind of flatlining.
Yeah.
And then you go to the Trop where you played, what, Tampa beat them 18 times last year, 1-18. Now the Orioles have a winning record against them. They're a little bit shaky. Then you go to Rogers Center. Oh, yeah. Nick, to your point, this is an interesting slate they have. Then Boston comes here after that Cubbies one off. But Houston will be a litmus test, assuming the Orioles are still winning series heading into that one. Because if they're getting into a little funk, say they lose three of four, then you go to Houston. What kind of shape are they going to be in when the standings are kind of happening at that time?
Absolutely. Hey, before I go, Bob, let me ask you this.
Yeah.
All right. Crawford and Spence. Does that fight happen this year? Yes or no?
Let's see. I was watching the fight over the weekend. Virgil Ortiz, I think they talked to Crawford. He sounded optimistic that it would, but he was not 100% certain. So I'm going to say no. I don't think it happens. Unfortunately, it's going to be, Nick, it's going to be like when Pacquiao fought Floyd, like 7 years after they should have fought, unfortunately. Yeah, and we're already kind of getting to the point. I mean, Crawford's now pushing mid-30s. I mean, it's already getting to the, let's, you know, poop or get off the pot here. Or nobody's going to care.
Yeah, for real. All right, boys, I'll talk to you soon. Good
All right, Nick, great to hear from you. It's Vinny and Haney, 105.7 The Fan. If you're on the phones, hang tight. We got you when we come back. Cordell Woodland, talking Ravens. He was out of camp yesterday at 11 o'clock. Whip around 11:15. Get you caught up on the scores last night, Major League Baseball, how some of them actually benefited the Baltimore Orioles, who helped themselves by winning. And Scott Green, TerrapinSports.com. We'll talk about Maryland football practice. Padded yesterday. Terps less than a month away from their season opener against the always fun and exciting Buffalo team at Maryland Stadium.
Sports with balls. It's Vinny and Haney, 105.7 The Fan.
Ah, Olivia Newton-John. Getting Physical back in 1981.
You remember that one, Bob?
Remember it well. I was 16 when this song came out, but she passed away, sadly, a couple of days ago.
Breast cancer,
73 years old. And Olivia Newton-John is someone that is a young bobster, like single digits bobs. I had the hots for her before I knew what having the hots for somebody meant.
When she wore the bandana and stuff?
Oh, this was before that.
Oh, okay.
This was in the 70s when she was doing them slow country-y kind of tunes. And then, of course, Grease hit.
Yeah.
And then this came out. And then Xanadu, which was kind of lame, actually. But anyway.
I still remember those black leather pants, Bob.
She was a beautiful woman and apparently an even better person, so. Olivia Newton-John, one of my longtime crushes. Rest in peace, and hopefully on the other side, you're still making people smile like you did when you're here with us mere mortals.
Bob, who was it more, Olivia Newton-John or Olivia Newton-John, Farrah Fawcett, or Bo Derek?
For me, it was Olivia Newton-John.
Okay.
I mean, I was fond of all three. Bo Derek would probably be third in that list, because Farrah Fawcett was, you know, she was married to Lee Majors, who was the $6 million man.
Right.
They were like the big power couple of that time. But yes, all very attractive young ladies in their day, and still are, wherever they may be. Norm, how you doing over there? You all right? You getting everything straight now for us?
He
doesn't know any of those
up.
Three, Bob.
I know Bo Derek from Shawshank Redemption because of the poster, right?
Yes.
That's my point of reference there.
She was in the movie 10. How she burst onto the scene.
Yeah, she with Dudley Moore.
And she was also in Tommy Boy.
Okay.
She was the stepmom to Chris Farley's character.
Well, can I throw this out there?
Please do.
Because obviously,
have 4 hours. Do whatever you got to do.
Some people requesting that song, obviously, but some other texts here saying, why not make today all Olivia Newton-John in tribute?
That.
A special Woman Crush Wednesday tribute.
You're in charge of the music.
Yeah.
You've got your finger on the turntable,
well,
my friend.
That's an easy decision. Let's do it.
Let's make it happen. So get your Olivia Newton-John songs in, and we'll play them for you. Magic was one of my favorites from back in the day. But Ravens looking for some magic in 2022 after it turned out to be a disastrous 21. They had 8-3 record. They were the number one seed in the AFC at one point in time, then finished last in their division. Did he make the playoffs? Orioles got a lot of magic going on down at Camden Yards, including last night. But let's get out to the phones. Let's go to Baltimore. It's Calvin. Calvin, what's going on, man?
Vinny, how you guys doing this morning?
Doing good, right. Calvin.
Good, great. Bob and Vinny, a couple of days ago, I called and I talked to Rob, Jeremy, and Ed, and I had let them know about my new book that I got out, and I didn't want to go without letting you guys know about it. It's called The Brutal Truth About America. A lot of good topics, a lot of great topics, sports, a lot of stuff, a lot of good reads for you all, and I just wanted to make sure that you guys knew about it. And I had ended by saying, like the great Howard Cosell, Calvin, tell it like it is. As I finish, I was really looking forward to that guy, Sack Daddy, Ferguson. Man, I'm still blown away by that man. Seemed like such a nice young man. And, man, I just wish his family, I was just so sad about that because I think this is going to be a breakout for him. And finally, Bob and Vinny, I was telling Rob, and the guys that I was cutting my grass about a month and a half ago, and I said, oh, the Orioles, there'll be another 40 and what 130 season. And, man, that team went off. So I told them if I keep talking, they might go to the World Series. But, Bob and Vinny, you guys are the best, man. God bless you, and you guys take care.
Right, I tell you what, God, probably, same to you. Probably time to cut your grass again if it's been a month and a half.
Yeah. Man, probably looks like a little long out there. Your neighbors might be complaining, Calvin, behind your back. But, yeah, the Orioles, like we were talking to Mike Bordick. Bordy, because he was out doing his thing in July, hadn't been around since June.
Yeah.
Like, Mike, last time you did BBT, the Orioles were like 10 games under 500. Now you come back, here they are, a half game out of the wild card. So it's the return of Mike Bordick. Might have a lot to do with that as well.
How many people were there last night, Bob?
I don't know the announced attendance. I wasn't counting heads, Vinny. I just worried about the seat that I'm in. Bleachers were, because it's the 92 pricing.
Just wish that, too bad they don't get more. You know, I mean, because they're playing quality opponents and stuff.
Well, again, we talked about this yesterday. I can't control people going to ball games. I just watch the games and root for them to win, and people choose to go. That's their prerogative. Dig where I'm coming from?
My wife's going tonight.
That's super terrific. Now, he got Jalen Ferguson in there, and Fergie sadly passed away a month or so ago. And, tragedy hits. Just the way that it is, and the young man no longer with us, and, kids are without a father, wife is without a husband. And we had talked about him as a football player and his absence, which that means for the Ravens, and we get into what's going to be happening tomorrow. I mean, we're still kind of worried about what's going on at the rush end position, too.
No, I think Olay and Houston will be fine, but Houston's going to be limited – number of reps during the game. Houston's not going to line up down after down after down.
I don't know if I'd even play him, to be totally honest with you. If I'm Harbs, tomorrow I'm talking.
Oh, forget it. Yeah, no way. Yeah, no. He's not going to play the whole preseason.
No. He wouldn't be near a uniform until September 11th.
Right. Yeah, I'm talking about September 11th. You got Olay and you got Houston. And Houston's going to be situational guy, whereas Olay can play every down, so who's going to be, Bob, who's going to be that other guy? Who's going to be, on the rundowns and stuff? Who is that other guy? Dalen Hayes? I ain't feeling it.
Been kind of an underwhelming camp for him so far, hasn't it?
Now he's got to show, because he missed a lot last year. He's got to show and he needs a guy. He's a guy that needs to show something in these games, He's got to make a couple wild plays is what he needs to do. I mean, there's a lot of guys, Bob, that, need to make some wild plays.
Let's get out to the phones. Let's go to Sean and Cherry Hill. Sean, what's on your mind on this Woman Crush Wednesday?
Hey, what's up, Bob? What's up, Vinny? This has been on my mind for a while now. Has anybody heard, because I haven't heard anything about Hyde being possibly manager of the year, I haven't heard anything national, and I haven't heard anything local. What do you guys think? And I'll take your answer off the air. Thanks.
All right, Sean, thanks for the call. I think that chatter is going to start getting louder here, because if you look at it in the American League, does Aaron Boone get it because the Yankees have been in a runaway pretty much for most of the season? Toronto's already fired their manager. Cash ain't getting it in Tampa. Francona, Baldelli, La Russa's not getting it in Chicago. Dusty, maybe, in Houston. I think you can make a case for that, Dusty Baker. So as we narrow it down, who are the guys that he would be competing with?
Roberts.
If they, that's National League.
Okay.
If they do separate leagues. If the Orioles make the playoffs, he's winning it.
Oh, no doubt. Hands down.
I think if they, because Frank Robinson won it in 89 when the Orioles just missed.
If they just miss, he makes it.
Yeah. If they continue at this pace where they're winning 2 out of 3, 7 of 10, they're going to be in the playoff mix, probably going to be in the playoffs. He's got to win it.
All right, Bob.
I would think.
Then let's say they make the playoffs or just miss the playoffs. This is the last year of his contract, right? Or he has an option?
He was quietly maybe extended 2 years, I believe. There's another. Yeah, he's not getting fired after this season.
No, but I'm just saying, isn't it time, like, okay, we found out that he is the guy for the long haul.
Well, he's got leverage now.
Right. That's what I'm saying, because he can get a job. You know, and, you know, that $300,000 or whatever he's paying him, hey, his agent, agent's smiling.
And the thing is, too, there's always been this narrative that he's going to be the gatekeeper for when the Orioles get good, which has never been confirmed. No one's ever spoken to Mike Elias, who has secretly said that's the plan all along. He's kind of backed Brandon Hyde up along the way. I think, if anything, Brandon Hyde's position of strength grows as the talent level increases.
Yep.
He's not losing them games with bonehead strategy.
Nope.
And he's manipulating his lineup. I mean, you had two power guys in Hayes and Mountcastle in the month of July, banged up and unproductive, and you had a winning month. Now they're back, and Mountcastle just destroys Toronto pitching. I mean, he is really doing a job with this team. You traded your closer.
Mm-hmm.
You've manipulated your bullpen. Everyone's kind of just moved up a rung in what their roles are going to be. I think Brandon Hyde's done a hell of a job.
Well, so do I. And I think this, Bob, I mean, the biggest thing that he's done, you know, is they play hard as heck for him. You know, I mean, those players played their ass off for Brandon Hyde. Number two, he's bought into all Elias's BS, you know, and whatever Elias wants. It seems like they work well together. So, I mean, would Elias want to start over with somebody else that he didn't, you know, bird in the hand, you know, and this guy knows how to win games and players, you know, I don't know what else you're looking for in a manager, because strategically he hadn't screwed anything up. I mean, it looks like he's done a nice job that way. You would know better than me, but. You know, yeah. I think
and he took his lumps. I think he's deserved this level of success for sure.
He's much different in the interviews now.
Yeah, you know? I mean, when you go to his press conferences before the game, he's a much more relaxed manager instead of a guy that's got to meet the media after a loss and before
another loss.
Right. Going, hey, so your stat ERA 6.5. How are you going to make it through 3 innings without your team getting blown out and losing faith? But Brandon Hyde's got this team rolling. The Orioles' players have galvanized, and they've rallied around themselves. So it's a 7-1 since Mancini was traded. They're a half game out of the wild card. I don't know how anyone can feel down about the team. Are they going to make the playoffs? I don't know.
Right.
I don't have a crystal ball, or I'd win the lottery tonight. And I'd be sitting in the club-level seats every night watching the games. But Orioles take it on the Blue Jays. Me and Bordy, Mike Bordick, Oriole Hall of Fame, you're talking about it at 6. Talking about it with Tony Penty later in this show.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.